Welcome in to You're the Cure right here on AM 580 and 95.9 FM. Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Of course, check out VeritasMedical.com for archived shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's at VeritasMedical.com. Let me say good morning once again to Dr. Ben Edwards. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Wade. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Hope you're having a great weekend, or had a great weekend, and here we are in the new work week, and so it's kind of like, bro, there's a lot of things to talk about today, I'm sure.
Yes, there are. We're going to do a little Q&A today, so if anybody has questions, they can text or call in. We've got more testimonials coming probably next week. There's three or four more that have volunteered to share their story. And the experts are still out there. I talked to Dr. Ryan Cole over the weekend. He is a pathologist out of Idaho. He's been testifying in multiple state houses. This weekend he was in Tennessee testifying, or late last week. He's been everywhere, sounding the alarm on the significant increase in cancers and autoimmune disease and suppression of the immune system from these gene therapy shots. So we'll get him on. I'm going to bring Joel Salatin back probably in a couple of weeks. He's the Polyface Farms. He's the guru of regenerative ag, and he talks about how to sequester all the carbon that's been released since the Industrial Revolution, sequester it back into the earth. We know how to do it, easy to do, totally doable, because, you know, this greenhouse gas climate change thing, that'll be one of the topics the powers that be go after next. It looks like after they collapse the economy and go to World War III and all these other things we're doing. But before we bring in more experts, and even really before any more testimonials, I just wanted to share a little bit and take open line questions from anybody. So my wife this morning was reading Proverbs 6:16, and it just hit me that, man, the fraud that's been exposed, even in the last few days since Pfizer's been forced to release these documents. I mean, we've been talking about it for a year and a half or two, it seems like. But I haven't heard public health officials locally or statewide or nationally, obviously, for sure, confess and repent. And as I've said before, that is the only way forward. And with the documents that have come out now, I mean, there is absolutely no way around it. I mean, I would say at this point, anyone that continues to promote the experimental gene therapy, they're going to have to be considered culpable. And these guys are talking premeditated murder, fraud, and we'll get into some of that. But first, Proverbs 6:16-19. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. And as I was reading that, I thought, wow, isn't that exactly what we're seeing and what the Lord's revealing in these institutions of the world, which, by the way, I think they're trying to make it illegal to talk negatively or to disagree with the institutions, specifically healthcare institutions, trying to call folks that do that domestic terrorist. And even the Surgeon General this last week called for all the social media companies to hand over their list of doctors who are spreading misinformation. I mean, what we're witnessing, God's allowing us to witness and see, he's pulling back the curtain on these systems of the world that the scripture tells us clearly, the ruler of this world, who is the father of all lies and the great deceiver and the accuser of the brethren, and he is the divisive one. He is the one sowing discord among brethren, dividing us. And, I mean, everything I just listed there, the things that God hates. But as this curtain gets pulled back more and more, obviously if you're listening to this show, you probably have heard most of this. And I will say about everything I'm going to go over, I've pulled off our Telegram channel, Veritas Medical, so you can go read the specifics of these things I'm going to highlight. But if so many people still listen to mainstream news, mainstream media, this is going to be, they're in a different world. They are absolutely going to be clueless about this. And that's the top headline that I wanted to talk about. Hundreds of TV stations, newspapers, and radio stations. Hundreds. Not just the big ones. Not just your Fox, MSNBC, CNN. Little ones, local ones. I haven't been able to get the actual document. The Blaze, I think, is who it was, the media group that submitted a Freedom of Information request. And they got the document that showed the Biden administration paid out $1 billion. Your dollars, taxpayer dollars, a billion with a B, to local TV stations, newspapers, and radio stations, as well as the big national ones, to promote their propaganda on the gene therapy shot. And I am going to call this a gene therapy shot.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's what it is.
I didn't get any of that money.
Me neither.
I didn't get that account, sorry.
I want to remind people, November of 2021, a few months ago, at the World Health Summit, Stefan Ulrich, who's a member of the Board of Management of Bayer and head of the pharmaceutical division of Bayer, said, quote, "If we had surveyed the public 2 years ago and asked, would you be willing to take a gene therapy or a cell therapy shot injected into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate." He said that November of 21. That is in part and a big part of why they didn't call it a gene therapy shot, which is inaccurate. That's not misinformation. It's accurate definition of the what they're calling a COVID-19 vaccine. Doesn't meet the standard definition of vaccination or vaccine, which, by the way, that definition was changed during the pandemic. It is a gene therapy shot. And as I've said publicly in many talks I've given, I'm not opposed to gene therapy shot technology in general. There are some exceedingly rare diseases where genes are just absent or mutated or missing from birth. I just had a patient last week, one of the big traumas in her life, because we assess patients who come see us, we assess their entire lifespan from birth, actually in utero. We talk about their mother's health while they were in utero, and all the way through their birth history, all the way up to their current history, because all that matters. All of that impacts their current health situation. And this was a 50-year-old lady, and one of her traumas was the loss of a baby. Within hours, it could have been up to 2 weeks old, but from a rare genetic disease. It was just not going to be a viable life because of this gene mutation this baby suffered from. And I've talked about a patient down in Post back in the day, a little baby girl born with another rare genetic, exceedingly rare, just a handful of cases ever reported in the literature across the whole world. And so if there were gene therapy shots that these babies could take every 6 months to give them this gene that they're missing that could improve their quality of life and extend their life possibly, because many of these genetic diseases, these babies die within days or weeks or before they're 20 years old in many cases, I'd be all for that. I would definitely be a proponent to look at that. So that's a gene therapy shot. Well, that's exactly what these, what they called vaccines, were. The problem with that is genetic material is very, very fragile, and the immune system is built to identify free-floating genetic material that gets introduced into the body and kill it, to destroy it, like viruses. That's just genetic material wrapped up in a fat blob. So to introduce this gene therapy shot, number one, you've got to protect it. That's what the nanolipid particle covering is all about, the fat blob. That'll protect the fragile proteins, the DNA. And then number two, you've got to suppress the immune system and try to tell your God-given immune system to back off. And don't be so good. Don't be so sensitive and attack this foreign matter that we just injected into you. So in order to get the genetic material into the cell and deliver the payload and, to affect that disease. So if they could perfect that technology where the suppression of the immune system didn't cause too many long-term side effects, where the packaging, the nanolipid particle, didn't produce too many side effects, if they could find that sweet spot, get just the right dose where you could deliver the gene without a whole lot of negative, I'd be all for that in those certain rare situations where it's needed. But anyways, that therapy's not been perfected. Moderna themselves in 2018 came out. Remember, Moderna's a brand new company. It's only been around about 10 years. It's never brought anything to market. And a couple or 3 years ago, they went to their investors and said, we're just basically giving up on this nanolipid particle encased gene therapy treatment because it's too difficult to deploy it. It's too toxic. When we get a dose that's high enough, it creates so many devastating side effects, we can't do it. So anyways, that's a little bit of history on this gene therapy shot. They specifically wouldn't call it that. And there would be, as predicted, a 95% refusal rate. So instead of being honest about it, instead of giving true informed consent, instead of telling these folks that were volunteering for this clinical trial the truth, as is required by law and ethics, they just made it sound like it was a regular old vaccine that everybody's used to. So they knew it from the beginning. They knew there would be, quote-unquote, vaccine hesitancy, which I think that's probably going to be the next law that they'll try to pass, is anyone talking about anything that promotes vaccine hesitancy. I want a little side note here. There's two untouchables in medicine. At least they think they're untouchables. We'll touch them. Vaccines and statins. We'll get into statins in the latter half, after the break, because that's a whole other discussion. But there are these untouchables in medicine that you can't even mention, or you'll be called a quack. You'll be called all kinds of names. But anyways, let's get back to the topic at hand. So this deception was on from the beginning. We're going to call it a vaccine, change the definition of vaccine. We're not going to be honest and give informed consent. And then the other breaking news, besides the $1 billion paid out to local, I would love to know what local newspapers and TV stations in West Texas took this money to advertise, basically propagandize the people, not tell them the truth, not be honest, and then they need to repent. They need to have the courage to confess it, even if it costs them their job, confess it and repent. Because we've talked about on this show, all these media, even local, they're owned by these six major corporations. So we know they're answering to those guys. We know it's all money. The root of all evil, the love of money. And let me just say again, that first thing the Lord hates, pride, a proud look and a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, like let's not tell the public because we'll have a 95% refusal rate that this is a gene therapy shot. Feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies. So, you can claim ignorance. You can claim, well, I just didn't know. I was just following what the head of the Texas Health Department was saying. I was just following what the head CDC, FDA, what these head guys were saying. I was just following orders. We took the $1 billion. We had to run, quote-unquote, news stories that promoted this thing in a unethical, unbalanced, deceitful way. We had to do that. No, you didn't have to. And it's time to come clean. It's time to confess it, ask for forgiveness, and then don't ever do it again. That's repent and go the other way. So the $1 billion paid out to hundreds of media stations, including local. Again, I haven't seen the list, so I don't know about local West Texas, but even if they didn't take the money, they still parroted the same propaganda. But the next thing that was released last week was the next dump of documents from Pfizer. And remember, the FDA asked the court to please let us hold on to these documents for 75 years. We don't want to release these. But here's what they released in this latest dump last week. 8 pages, single-spaced list of side effects that they knew about 90 days into this. These are different individual side effects, like specific diseases or problems. It was like 1,300 different things, but all listed out in these 8 pages. And they also released the mortality, how many people died from the shot, which was about 1,300, and half of those died in the first 24 hours of the shot. Remember, this is in the first 90 days. That equated to a 3% mortality rate. They knew this gene therapy shot had a 3% mortality rate when the virus had roughly 1% mortality rate, less if you're younger, a tenth of a point or two higher if you're older, but basically 1%. 90 days into this, they knew that this supposed cure for this whole pandemic had an all-cause mortality 3%. They knew it, they hid it, and then they paid off the media to parrot the propaganda. And it's still going on to this day. And that's why I'm saying, as of this day, the evidence is overwhelming. As long as you're not getting your information from a mainstream media source, I'm talking physicians, heads of healthcare companies administratively or educationally, health, you know, teaching facilities of nurses and doctors, EMTs, paramedics, who's the leadership of this quote-unquote healthcare industry, which, by the way, the healthcare industry, they never discuss actual health. That's a different talk. It's time to confess it and say, I'm sorry, guys, we blew it. Even if that means your credibility might take a hit, even if it means you might have to step down from your position, your place of leadership, even if it means you might lose your paycheck, that's what courage and integrity requires, especially when lives are on the line. With what we know now on the effectiveness of this gene therapy shot in kids in particular, the data that's out, there should not be a single injection given in Lubbock County from here on. Every vaccine clinic in Texas and in the country should be shut down, and I'm not the only one saying that. Pierre Corey, over the weekend, I watched an interview. He called this program a humanitarian crisis. And the UK data that came out, you go take that shot today, you will be at increased risk of getting COVID, getting hospitalized with COVID, and dying from COVID. Or dying from all causes. It increases your risk. And remember, the original sales point was, this shot will decrease risk of severe symptoms. It could potentially end you up in the ICU and dying. With this Pfizer data coming out, now we know that was not true. A 3% mortality rate, all cause. So Edward Dowd came out last week, or it may have been late, the 2 weeks, 10 days ago. Edward Dowd, go look it up. I'll put his interview on our Telegram channel. This guy's an investor with BlackRock, or was with BlackRock. And, you know, I'm not into Wall Street and financial stuff. Most doctors are, I think. In the doctor's lounge, there's always CNBC on the TV, and people are worried about their stocks. I don't. It's not what I do. I'm not saying anything wrong with investing, but it's just I'm not in that world. I'm not an expert of that. This guy is, though, Edward Dowd. He's one of those inside Wall Street guys, and he managed billions in portfolios with BlackRock. He predicted the dot-com crash before it crashed. He predicted the housing crash before it crashed, those two big bubbles in the stock market. What he came out with, he said, He used the word fraud. From an investment Wall Street standpoint, and this is when you know it's getting intense and the truth is getting out. Fraud. He said Walensky at CDC, Collins and Fauci at NIH, they all knew this and they're all complicit with it. The all-cause mortality standard, any drug, any medical therapy that's being brought to the FDA for approval, if it can't pass the all-cause mortality threshold, if it fails that test, it doesn't get approved, period. And now it's clear. The all-cause mortality, meaning death from anything. For instance, I'm going to pick on the statins. Say the statins lower your cholesterol, right? That's the whole goal of a statin, lower the cholesterol. So a drug company could go to the FDA and say, look, I've got this drug to lower cholesterol, and here's the proof. We drew the patient's blood. There's 10,000 patients in this study. We drew their blood, and their cholesterol was 250, and after 90 days on Lipitor, now their cholesterol is 150 or whatever. Okay, approved. No, that's not how it's approved. Yes, it's doing what they claim for it to do, but the real question is that beneficial for our health? Does that decrease all-cause mortality? Does it help people, live longer, healthier? You have to show that your new drug or your therapy doesn't kill more people than it saves. And the all-cause mortality on these gene therapy shots, more people died in the treatment arm of that study than in the placebo arm. That's fraud. So Edward Dowd stepped up because he said, as this fraud becomes widely known and pursued, because you can go after these vaccine, quote-unquote vaccine, companies, they're not indemnified, they're not protected, in under all circumstances. If you can prove fraud, then it releases their immunity. They can be sued. So his prediction is Moderna will be completely bankrupt after they're pursued legally. Because Pfizer's been around a lot longer and they're a lot more broad with their different drugs and modalities that they have, that they will probably collapse down to single-digit stock levels, prices, and then they'll go through years of litigation, settle for gazillions of dollars, and they'll slowly bounce back. That's Edward Dowd's thesis or opinion. And I encourage y'all to go listen to that interview. It's fascinating to listen to him talk. The other piece of information, and most of this all came out with Freedom of Information request. Pfizer documents show $2.8 million that they paid to the FDA for a, quote, application fee. $2.8 million they paid directly to the FDA for this gene therapy shot approval. And that's all legit. I mean, the FDA's 50% of their budget is from drug companies. I forget what year that law was instituted or that rule was put in place where you could pay an application fee and you could pay even a higher dollar amount to get it expedited, I think. And so there's a lot of money moving hands between the drug companies and the regulators who are regulating the drug companies. And they call it an application fee. The level of corruption is just unbelievable. Actually, it is believable. Israeli funeral directors came out this is a couple weeks ago. They're seeing a tenfold increase in death in 2021 and early 22. More than 2020, when the pandemic was supposedly ravaging everybody. A Michigan State economics professor, Dr. Mark Skidmore, he did a statistical analysis and a survey. And so this is, I'm no statistician, but you know how they can do phone surveys or however they survey. And they can put a statistical analysis on that to estimate for the whole country. Like elections when they do a phone survey to see who you're going to vote for and they make a prediction. So this guy, he's a PhD of doing this. He's at Michigan State economics professor, Mark Skidmore. His study came out last week, estimated 294,000 people died from the shot. That's his estimate. And remember, there were lots of other people saying the same thing. The life insurance company out of Indiana said they paid out a 40% increase in life and death premiums for 18 to 64-year-olds in 21, non-COVID related. Dr. Pantazatos at Columbia, his paper came out and said VAERS is underreported by 20-fold. Kostoff, his paper says it's 100x. Jessica Rose says it's 31x. Steve Kerr says 41x. His team of MIT-trained professors and statisticians. And he's got a $1 million wager on the line, anybody that can debunk their analysis. So this has been widely known for a long time. Nobody can claim ignorance anymore. But guys, this didn't start with COVID. This isn't just the past 2 years where this corruption has come into medicine. There's a reason we get the worst health outcomes. There's a reason the United States dies, the citizens of this country die younger than any other industrialized country. There's a reason we come in dead last every year when they do the analysis of the top 37 wealthiest countries in the world, and we're dead last in health outcomes. But we spend the most money doing it. This corruption in healthcare has been around for a very long time. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the other untouchable, statins, and all-cause mortality. And we hopefully will have Dr. Malcolm Kendrick on the show in the near future. His book called The Clot Thickens goes through all this data. So stick with us. And real quick, a little plug. I'm passionate about the truth, and I'm passionate about health, and I'm passionate about shutting down doctor offices, including my own, because we shouldn't need them. Shut them down because lack of need. We were designed by God to function and be healthy. Our body knows how to keep blood pressure normal all by itself. Our body knows how to keep blood sugar normal. Our body knows how to keep stomach acid levels normal. Our body knows how to keep our brain neurons firing off very efficiently so we have good memory and not brain fog and memory loss and dementia. Our body knows exactly what to do. There used to not be this chronic disease. And our goal is to educate you in the truth, expose the lies and corruption and deceitfulness, the deception rooted in the ruler of this world, Satan himself. Bring the truth to the lie and the deception and corruption. Point you in the direction of the truth and how to steward your physical vessel that your spirit's residing in so that you can go be who God made you to be. We're each put on the earth to do something. And so many people aren't doing that something because of their poor health. Or because the deception that they think they're going to, in the future, have poor health and need health insurance. So they can't leave this job because it has good health insurance. Or they're in such a state of fear and anxiety that, oh no, my premiums are going up. Or will Medicare even be solvent? Or will the ICU be full and the hospital be full? Can I even access this system? All that whole thing. Roll it all up in a ball and throw it away. Because you shouldn't even need to worry about that. Not even think about it for 1 second. You were born and designed to be healthy. We used to be this way before the last 120 years or so in modern medicine with pharmaceutical-based approach of symptomatic treatment only instead of root cause resolution took over. So we're here to teach you these things. And at Veritas, we have committed to our wellness navigators. They're our health coaches. They're the ones who know the truth and can teach it to you and show you how to eat real food, how to move a little bit every week. We're going to talk about after the break. Increase in longevity by 6 to 10 years just by getting 30 minutes of sunshine every day. Guess how much a statin will increase your longevity? I'll tell you when we get back from the break. VeritasMedical.com is where you can find our archive shows. It's also where you can find our education plan that's free, free will offering. We accept donations. If you can't afford a dime, fine. We'll still teach you the truth because we want you to be well and stay out of our medical office. So go check that out at VeritasMedical.com under the available plans. Click on education, sign yourself up, get with a navigator, start learning the truth. They will walk with you and they will talk with you and they will teach you, and they will pray with you, and they will point you to the full truth, the Prince of Peace. So y'all stick with us. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Dr. Ben Edwards. You're the Cure.
Welcome back into You're the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Check out VeritasMedical.com for archived shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's VeritasMedical.com.
All right, we're back at it. There are two more headlines that I want to go over before we move on that came out last week. Actually, this paper is published February 13th, but I just heard about it last week. This is Kathy Dopp, MS of Mathematics, and then Stephanie Seneff, PhD, MIT. Stephanie's been on our program two or three times. I'll try to get her on again to talk about this paper she just put out a couple weeks ago. The name of the paper is COVID-19 and All-Cause Mortality Data by Age Group Reveals Risk of COVID Vaccine-Induced Fatality is Equal to or Greater than the Risk of COVID Death for All Age Groups Under 80 Years Old as of 6th of February 2022. So they analyze UK and US data, all the available data. All age groups under 50 are at a greater risk of fatality after receiving COVID-19 inoculation than an unvaccinated person is at risk of death from COVID-19. All age groups under 80 have virtually no benefit from receiving a COVID-19 inoculation, and the younger ages incur significant risk. This analysis is conservative because it ignores the fact that inoculation-induced adverse reactions such as thrombosis, myocarditis, Bell's palsy, and other vaccine-induced injuries can lead to shortened lifespan. When one takes into consideration the fact that there is approximately a 90% decrease in risk of COVID-19 death if early treatment is provided to all symptomatic high-risk people, one can only conclude that mandates of COVID-19 inoculations are ill-advised. Considering the emergence of antibody-resistant variants like Delta and Omicron, for most age groups, COVID-19 vaccine inoculations result in a higher death rate than COVID-19 does for the unvaccinated. That's Stephanie Seneff's paper. That is also on our Telegram, I believe. If not, I'll put it on there after the show. The other headline, and again, Veritas Medical on Telegram is where you can find all these, and I put this on there. Dr. Tess Lowry, who is a doctor who's the head of the UK's evidence-based consortium. That's a private company that is expert in looking at evidence-based medicine, has been around for many, many years, used to contract directly with the WHO, as their number one advisor for evidence-based medical advice. And Tess Lowry interviewed Dr. Andrew Hill. Dr. Andrew Hill with the University of Liverpool in the UK did a meta-analysis of 18 studies on ivermectin. A meta-analysis is just when you go and review individual studies on a topic and then you kind of summarize and average all the data, all the outcomes together. So he did that on 18 studies of ivermectin, and he found a 75% reduction in hospitalization and death. That was his initial finding. And then the folks who funded University of Liverpool and his department and his study in particular, which is a Bill Gates-backed foundation that funded that, put a call in that said, we don't like that conclusion. And he changed it. He changed his conclusion. And Tess Lowry called him out on a Zoom call. And you can just look at Dr. Hill, look at his body language, and listen to his words. You don't have to just read between the lines his body language. He just comes right out and says it. He was in a very difficult and precarious situation. And Dr. Tess Lowry doesn't ease up on him. I mean, she calls him out and says, come on, Andrew, fess up. Come clean. She estimates 60,000 lives, and this was back in the summer when she put this estimate out, in the UK could have been saved with ivermectin. Dr. Robert Malone, who holds a patent on the mRNA, he came out and said 500,000 lives across the globe could have been saved if early treatment were employed, including ivermectin. But anyways, it's just another layer of corruption and fraud. And we, you know, a few weeks ago interviewed Dr. Chris Exley, the world's authority and leading expert on aluminum, or aluminium, as he called it. In the UK, they say aluminium. Go back and listen to that interview if you haven't heard it. But same thing. Once his, I mean, he's done 30, 40 years of research on aluminum. You know, once he started connecting it to Alzheimer's, and especially to autism and vaccination, because there's aluminum in the many of these vaccines, that's when his funding started to dry up and go away, and his university forbade anyone from any private philanthropic organization from donating to Dr. Exley. And so he couldn't get funds. And the leading world's authority, and no one's ever questioned his research and all these hundreds and probably thousands of published papers. He said on that interview, nobody's ever written a letter to the editor with legitimate, hey, you made a mistake here, look here, your research is off here in this way. He and his team are pretty impeccable for the way that they go about doing their research, the techniques and the scientific method that he uses. No one's ever questioned that. Not that you can't, but I'm just saying that's how quality his research is in all these decades of research. And then suddenly he's muzzled and he's defunded, deplatformed, and he's at home sitting in his recliner right now because he questioned this. And he said, in his estimation, you can't even get Alzheimer's disease if there's no aluminum exposure to the person. And aluminum comes not only in vaccines, but in processed food. There's all kinds of aluminum. So I think the evidence is pretty overwhelming. And we just have to be able to wrap our minds around that the Bible is actually true. God warned us that even the very elect can be deceived. And the Bible warned us that the love of money is at the root of all evil. And the Bible warned us that we will be deceived by pharmakia in particular. And that the ruler of this world is the great deceiver, and these systems of this world that we put our hope, faith, and trust in as our savior, like science, that we'll get in trouble if that's what we do. So I want to talk about the untouchable number two, statins, heart disease. I think we have a caller, so let's take that question real quick.
Good morning.
Okay. Hi, this is Ron Hawkins. This way.
Yes, go right ahead, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
Question for the doctor. On January 17th, our Attorney General Ken Paxton reportedly filed a Crimes Against Humanity bunch of, like, 37 pages of lawsuit naming Gates and Fauci and WHO and NIH, all that stuff. I wanted to see if you or the doctor, either one, have any follow-up or information on what's going on with that, if anything.
I do not. I don't have any inside or outside knowledge. I'm not aware of that. I did hear over the weekend the same exact thing. Basically, a couple of state senators up in Oregon put a grand jury together with the same wording, crimes against humanity, against FDA, CDC, and all these guys. But no, I've not heard that.
I have not either. No.
I'm wondering if it's legit or if it's more fake stuff or what. Wait, this is Ron Hawkins, the old guy from dentist guy from there.
Oh, hey, good Dr. Hawkins. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I live in Joshua now. I retired and left the big city of Lubbock and followed my grandkids.
Oh, awesome. It's good to hear from you.
Good to talk to you. Ask the doctor if he knows anything about that lawsuit or anything going on with it, okay?
Yeah, I will look into that for sure. I've been able to meet a couple of our state reps and senators too, so I'll reach out to them and see if I can get some information on that.
That would be awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right. You have a great week, sir.
Okay. Sure. Bye-bye.
I will say that David Martin, who's been on our program, has put together an 8-page indictment and recommended that that citizens send that indictment. You can get it on his website. Send that indictment to their state attorney generals and U.S. attorneys. But that was probably a month or 6 weeks ago when he put that 8-page indictment together and asked the citizens to forward that on. I heard that they have been forwarded on, and I'm sure Ken Paxton's one of those. Will they be acted upon or not? I don't know. And that's really probably one of the biggest issues here is there's no action. If the political system is corrupted, the judicial system is corrupted, if it is, then, you know, nothing will happen. And that's probably one of the biggest issues. And, you know, a few weeks back when we had Brother Gregory on, that was kind of my main point of that show, was we've got to recognize that God intended for man to have dominion and rule over creation, the land, birds and animals and fish of the sea and all that. That's what it told us in Genesis. We take dominion and rule over the creation and rule righteously, rule for the benefit of creation. Steward our land well, farmers. We'll talk with Joel Salatin in a couple of weeks about how to do that. And if we do, we reverse the greenhouse gas effect and the climate and all that stuff. Not that I'm not going to get into climate right now. Climate's always changing. But the point is, we weren't supposed to take dominion over our fellow man. Men ruling over, exercising authority over other men is unrighteous. It's unbiblical. It's not supposed to happen. There's God's way of doing things. The kingdom of heaven and God's plan was perfect. He gave man free will to do as we choose, and we have chosen to not listen to God, and we do try to take dominion one man over another. So what's the best system to try to do that? What's the best governing system where man can take dominion over another man? Well, people would say a democracy or a republic or, you know, of course, other people would say communism and socialism and Marxism. You can go up and down that whole spectrum. And I would submit that none of them work. Now, could you argue some are better than others? Well, we're seeing right now this democracy thing's not working out too good because men are corruptible. And the judiciary can be corruptible, and our election system can be corruptible, obviously. God's law written on our hearts is how we should be governed. And his law boils down to two. Jesus said, love God, your creator, the one who put you here, created this whole thing, created the land and the birds and all of it, and you. Love him. Trust him. Seek him out. Talk to him. Love God. That's number one. And then love your neighbor. And that's it. That'll take care of everything. That's God's law written on your heart. But we don't do that. In a nutshell, that's Brother Gregory's whole sermon. Do those two things and quit living under these governmental systems of man. But I want to get to the next untouchable real quick, and this will be a preview because I know we're probably running out of time here. The Clot Thickens is a book by Dr. Malcolm Kendrick. And just the introduction of his book is worth the price. Because he goes into this great deception of the diet-heart hypothesis. And I'm just going to touch on it. Probably if you went and polled 100 random people in the public right now and asked them, what causes heart attacks? They'd say eating fat or saturated fat. You know, if you eat fat, it's going to clog your arteries, just like pouring grease down your pipe, down your kitchen sink will clog your pipe, and you got to put some Drano down it. Same thing. That's what people think. It's even what doctors think. But how did that get started? Historically, we've always eaten saturated fat found in animals, i.e. tallow, the beef fat. And we used to not have heart attacks. So there we go. Right there's a big red flag. How did we eat all the saturated fat historically? It's what Weston A. Price showed and many others have shown. But then all of a sudden, we started having heart attacks in the early 1900s. I've talked about before with Dr. Chris Kenobi. He's been on our show, and he's the one that really brought this to light, that the first heart attack in the United States of America that he could ever find recorded in the medical literature anyways was in 1912, and there was one. And then it quickly grew from that point on. And then Eisenhower had his heart attack. President Eisenhower, he was in Denver, I think, and is in the mid or late 50s. And nobody really knew what to do. Heart attacks weren't super common. They put him on bed rest, I think, and told him to eat some crackers or something like that. And they all turned to Ansel Keys, who was a nutritionist, who's also a man, who's also corruptible, who also could be potentially biased in looking for fame and fortune, who also might could have been bought by the grain industry. The cattlemen should have stepped up and paid him off more than the grain guys, but that's a different story. Ansel Keys, he came to the rescue, and he told the nation what caused Eisenhower's heart attack was saturated fat from the diet, and I'm going to prove it to you. And he published this study called the Seven Countries Study, and he got put on the cover of Time magazine. And that Seven Countries Study was very convincing because he put a graph with it, and this graph showed... It graphed out a country's saturated fat intake and their rates of heart attacks. And it fit perfect. It's this perfect curve. The more saturated fat these countries ate, the more heart attacks they had. And so there you go. That's the cause. What came out later was it wasn't a seven-country study. It was a 22-country study. And the other, however many, 15 countries didn't fit the narrative. So what did they do? They deleted that data. They didn't publish it. Like France. It's called the French Paradox. In France, they love their heavy whipping cream and butter. France eats the most animal-based saturated fat of any country in the world, and their heart attack rates are the least of any country in the world. And there are other countries similar that did not fit the narrative, so he deleted that data, published a fraudulent, cherry-picked study that supported his preconceived notions and bias and conclusions that were influenced by industry. And, you know, right after that study, he went on to do a different study called the Minnesota Heart Study. The Minnesota Heart Study replaced saturated fat with polyunsaturated fat. And what were the outcomes? Decreased LDL cholesterol in the participants of this study. I think there were 9,000 people in the study. But no change in cardiovascular disease death outcomes and an increase in all-cause mortality. Where have we heard that? It's the exact same scenario. They replaced these animal saturated fats with these vegetable oil fats. It did decrease the LDL, but it did not cause a decrease in heart attack death, and then it increased all death in the group that changed their fat. And guess what? This study, which was done in the 1950s, was put in the filing cabinet, never published, never spoken about, never made public. Just like the FDA was trying to do with Pfizer, and they asked the court to hold this data and hide it for 75 years. And luckily the court said, no, you got to release some of it at least every month. You got to release, I think, 50,000 pages a month. That was the dump last week. That was the second dump of 50. But anyways, 40 years later, this Minnesota Heart Study was published. And the author, Ansel Keys. There was a second unpublished study called the Sydney Diet Heart Study. It found the exact same thing. Increase in all-cause mortality. And in fact, if you go and look and try to find a study back then in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, or all the way to this very day today that shows a reduction in all-cause mortality, by reducing LDL and total cholesterol, even with statins, you won't find it. And what you will find, a study out of Norway, that over 50,000 people in this study, and they followed them for 10 years, and it showed people with the highest cholesterol live the longest. But the statin industry is a trillion-dollar industry, and trillion-dollar industries are untouchable. That's why this quote-unquote vaccine industry can't be touched. That's why the statin industry can't be touched. The truth in true health doesn't matter. The dollars matter. On page 36 of this book, again, the book is The Clot Thickens, Dr. Malcolm Kendrick. We'll try to get him on the show. There's a study that looked at all the LDL studies ever published. He summarized them in that study. That's where I'm getting all this data from. There is no evidence that decreasing your LDL is going to increase your lifespan or your health outcomes. And in fact, the evidence is just the opposite. So until we bring truth back to medicine, we won't have health in this quote-unquote healthcare industry that is so ginormous now, building new hospitals and clinics. And, you know, the debate's always, oh, Medicare for all or free health insurance for all. It doesn't matter. Trump's plan, Hillary's plan, Obama's plan, Biden's plan, or any plan, Gates' plan. Well, Gates' plan is just to depopulate us all. But none of these plans work if they don't actually include the truth and they don't include true health. As long as there's deception, corruption, the love of money, and pharmakia deceiving us all, we're not going to experience. And the end of the book tells us most people are going to believe the lie and not the truth. The path is narrow. And so for those listening, probably you're on that narrow path or you wouldn't be listening to this. But for your friends and family that maybe are wavering or their eyes are being opened, this great awakening, more and more eyes are being opened. We're still going to be a minority, I'm afraid. But maybe not. We want to be a resource for you, and we want to keep you out of our office and never need to see a doctor. That's our goal. And if you think it's too late for you, it's not. I'm going to find somebody to come give a testimony on the radio who thought it was too late. Maybe they were 70 or 80 years young and thought they were too old to get well. We've seen plenty get well. But your kids and your grandkids, we might bring a young lady on, or maybe her mama, to talk about her reversal of her sensitivity to gluten, aka celiac. There's lots of testimonies out there, and the kingdom's going to be built on the testimony of the saints. So y'all come back next week. We'll have another great show. VeritasMedical.com. Click on the education plan is my recommendation. You don't need to see me. You don't need to see a nurse practice. Most likely, 90% of who we see would get better with education and support. So go there, get you an appointment, contribute what you can, and we'd love to help you steward your health. Thank y'all for joining us today. I'm Dr. Ben Edwards. You're the cure.
Hey, folks, Hub City Organics, that's right, located at 5206 82nd Street, just west of 82nd Slide Road on the north side of 82nd Street. Again, their telephone number is 701-1990. That's 701-1990. Curbside service always available at Hub City Organics. Now, if you need to build up your immune system and maybe you've got joint issues, pain,